Greetings, Mafia. Remember what I've been telling you for a while now, that the end game is destroying the euro and pushing US dollar onto European market in order to reduce the US debt? I don't blame you in case you thought I've been losing my damn mind. It does sound far-fetched, especially for those still believing the mainstream narrative. But let's have a look at this article from Bloomberg. Yuan usage extends global climb as euro share slips, Swift says. In other words, the euro just hit a historic low in Swift transactions. Share of US single currency dipped below 22% in March, data shows. The Chinese yuan is accounting for a growing share of international payments, while the euro share continues to ebb, according to transaction data compiled by global financial messaging service SWIFT. The portion of transactions involving the yuan rose to 4.7% in March, the highest since SWIFT created a new baseline in July. The euro share dipped below 22% last month, under the 24.4% level logged when SWIFT introduced the new scale. In short, Mafia, the Chinese yuan is moving upwards pertaining international transactions while the euro is plummeting. What's China been doing all this time, you may ask? As I reported in several videos, China's been dumping dollars and euros while stockpiling gold hand over fist. And so did Russia. But wait, Mafia, there's more. This article is from August of last year, and it's titled, Why Traders Are Ditching the Euro. Here are the highlights. Concerned that euro faces stagflation, a combination of weak economic activity and high inflation. By the way, Mafia, that's not what stagflation is. As I explained before, it's reduction in production, but let's continue. Has led many bulls to capitulate and drag the euro lower. It fell as much as 0.4% to 1.085 on Thursday, taking losses from a peak in July to more than 3%. Analysts have cut their median forecast for the currency for the first time in 6 months, while firms, including Bank of America and JP Morgan Chase, see it falling toward $1.05, a level last seen during the banking crisis in March. BNP Paribas Asset Management says it could reach $1.02. What it means, Mafia, is that United States has been ditching Euro too, along with Russia and China. Yes, they're all in on it. Euro is toast, it just doesn't know it yet. I've been saying it since late 2019, all praise due to Blackpill. It's been treated like a leper. No one wants to touch it anymore. Something else happened recently. Janet Yellen, former chair of Federal Reserve, now head of US Treasury, came back from her visit to China. She went over there to ask China to slow down its economic growth. Can you believe the audacity? Asking someone to slow down their economic growth just because you're unable to compete. Imagine someone telling that to the United States.
You ask me that? Where do you get your balls big enough to ask me that? That's a sick question. You're a sick fuck, and I'm not that sick that I'm going to answer it. I'm not telling you anything. I'm going to leave. You're a sick bastard. I feel sorry for you. I really do. Fucking screwball you.
By making such a demand, Yellen acknowledged China is whooping up on US economy, outcompeting it by larger consumer base as well as market share. In short, China is more of a capitalist than the United States. Lastly, there is some interesting news from Europe, and it's related to one of my predictions. Here's an article from Reuters. ECB puts June rate cut into view, asserts independence from Fed. The ECB president Christine Lagarde, a convicted criminal, said that if a fresh assessment increased policymakers' confidence that the inflation is heading back to target, then it quote-unquote would be appropriate to cut interest rates, a comment taken as affirmation of a June 6 move. Quote, the European Central Bank has thus effectively announced a rate cut for June, Commerzbank economist Jörg Kramer said. A lot will have to happen to derail the rate cut in June, end quote. So the rate cuts are coming, Mafia. The ECB has announced for June, meaning the Fed is going to follow suit. Inflation has won and it's going to make a comeback with the next round of money printing. When it will happen, you may ask? I don't know. Maybe sometimes in 2026, but we know it's coming. If you want to support my work, you can do so through PayPal Tip Jar, to which you find a link in email and on your screen. This is Top Dollar signing off.